Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday, May 17th, 2007 meeting of the Los Osos Community Services District. Could we start with a roll call, please?
Director Sennett?
Here.
Director Schicker?
Here.
Director Tacker?
Here.
President Cesena?
Here. At this time, let's see, we had a request from our attorney to make an announcement or have an amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President. We would, your special counsel's office is in receipt of certain facts that we believe lead to a threat of litigation. We would ask that the board make a motion to consider those in closed session under Section 54956.9B2 of the Government Code.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Okay, agenda for closed session tonight. The addition to the litigation issues under item A, and then under item B, the continuing.
Sosos, I wanted to start out with just a quick enforcement update because that's one of the items that you're going to be talking about in closed session. Enforcement orders, of course, are used for industry and agencies where a large project is required, kind of like the one we have in front of us. And individuals, of course, can't build a sewer alone, but that's what's required in our orders. The County Board of Supervisors sent a letter to the Water Board members requesting a stand down prior to the May 10th meeting, and we were very hopeful when we saw that the Water Board members, many of them, were heeding that advice. However, what we know about what the outcome of May 10th, regardless of what the Tribune article seems to offer that ray of hope, is that individuals and homes and businesses still face a significant threat of enforcement. The clock is ticking on filing appeals for those with enforcement orders. There was no stand down on the first 45 enforcement actions. There was no stand down for orders issued on May 10th to the Moylans and the Wilkersons. The board thinks that $30 a day or $900 a month is better than $5,000 a day, but did not change the orders. There are 25 or more cleanup and abatement orders called settlements that are still in full force, too. All orders still contain a reference to the 218 vote, and this is meant to force people to pass an amendment. We learned that we were liable for fines as a community all the way back to 1988, at up to $5,000 a day in fines on top of the orders that we have. That retroactive fines go for the CSD and all the property in Los Osos' prohibition zone. And we learned that the executive director, Harvey Packard, has the power to issue all new orders without a meeting of the board or their involvement. Okay. We actively are encouraging cooperation with the Water Board, and Harvey Packard has accepted our invitation, Citizens for Clean Waters, to come to the Prohibition Zone Legal Defense Fund's public meeting. We meet on Monday at 7 o'clock at WAMU, and we meet every Monday. And also we have pzldf.org, and you can see some of the issues there and learn more. But because no action was taken to vacate these orders or halt enforcement, we do need to move forward and file the writ to protect these individuals' properties. We also are protecting the greater community, and in so doing, we'll also guard the county process for the project and that 218 vote. And I would just say that it's really important for people to keep up with what's going on, and filing the writ in Superior Court is required by May 23rd, and we are working actively on that. Thank you.
I have one question. This coming Monday is when Mr. Packard will be at your... The clean water meeting?
No, not this Monday. We invited him for the following Monday, and we're waiting for an answer. We also sent him a list of some questions that had been sent by the public, which I would really appreciate it if you could send these also, because these are questions that he's going to be addressing for us, including what happens if I don't vote right. And so I have 15 of the questions that people, residents in the community have sent, and I cut and pasted them to him to go ahead and answer. I haven't received an answer back. I hope that he'll...
Talk about crossing my fingers. Jeffrey Young.
at the end of the meeting the other day where everybody was singing praises and kumbaya, even having applaud for the Regional Water Quality Control Board. I remember when we applauded Sam Lakesley at the one of the hearings where he said he was working on 2701, and that turned out to be a knockdown dragout to try to get stuff taken out of, too. I am very concerned. I brought that to their attention. In 2004, they set precedent by issuing 5 cease and desist orders to individuals who live within the prohibition zone. The main requirement was to practice septic system maintenance management, good septic system management, and to hook up to a sewer within 30 days of availability. Now I fear, because I pointed that out and because they were not being consistent, they're going to rescind those and issue them either at, tell them they can either sign a settlement, a CAO, or issue them the CDOs that they have been issuing here in the recent past. So I'm looking at their agendas to see when that comes up, because that will not be fair, firm, or consistent. And speaking of $30 minimum or maximum a day penalty, those people on the CDOs in 2004 were originally on waste discharge requirements because their construction wasn't finished until after the prohibition began. And for that, you had to pay a fee of $200. It went up to $875. So the staff of the regional board took it upon themselves to ask the board to rescind the WDRs and give them CDOs so they could realize an economic benefit of $875 a year. So when they start talking about how much they want to put towards fines, well, let's just set it at $875 a year and pay a little bit a month. Because these people got away with a few years of not paying anything, and they were treated differently. And the violations were the exact same violation everybody else in the prohibition zone were are accused of. And they have to be fair and consistent according to the water code and their own enforcement policy. So we need to look out for those people as well and make sure they don't rescind those CDOs. Thank you.
Chuck Cribbs, Los Osos. First of all, I apologize. I'm going to be talking on a subject or a request that's not before you in your closed session, so just bear with me for about 30 seconds. I attended the Emergency Services Committee meeting on Tuesday, and one of the concerns in that committee was that on the committee reports, none of the people that would like to be here and talk under committee could stay as late as usually when the committee reports are given. And I happen to know that one of the individuals that does stay, it brings him much too late for him, and he'll kill me for this, but it actually kind of made him ill for staying up so late. And
here?
No, nothing's changed here.
Okay.
I think we're pretty, we've been pretty accommodating.
Okay. Yes, you have.
Okay. The first thing I want to talk about is a little off subject, but it might be something you might want to address in closed session. Your second action item tonight, I hope you have a discussion in closed session about that. And
it's not on our agenda that I know of. Well, okay.
And consider pulling that item and dealing with it in closed session as opposed to in a public forum. I've already voiced my opinion to a couple of you personally. The lawsuit, the bankruptcy lawsuit, the subject came up about additional fees and charges that the bankruptcy may cause the district in the future. It came up at the emergency services meeting the other night because they're working on their budget for 2007-2008. And, you know, there was maybe a public misperception when Mr. Michelson came before the community at one of these meetings, and I think people walked away with the idea that the $150,000 he was charging was all-inclusive, and it's kind of out there now that it's not all-inclusive. There's a huge concern, you know, where this money's coming from, if there's going to be line adjustments on the budget and in this fiscal year that are going to carry over into next fiscal year, and how that's going to affect certain departments. It was probably at least a half-hour discussion at emergency services the other night. If we could get some clarification on that, because to a person in the room, I think everybody thought that the $150,000 was the cap. And I think he even made a statement of something to that effect, that he was going to fight for the community, and if all he got out of it was $150,000. The last thing I want to talk about is the Regional Water Board meeting was very successful for Los Osos at this point. And, you know, I understand that the 45 that got the original CDO enforcement letters, you know, have certain things they have to do. I'm curious as to, though, when the district's responsibility to Shauna Sullivan is up, and if you could clarify that at some point in the near term, because that's going to be another drain on district funds, which we're short on.
I will say that line item adjustments to deal with unanticipated legal costs will be a subject of the next Finance Committee meeting, I believe, on the 29th. That's been moved to. And that's where that will be examined to begin with. Thank you for that clarification. We're adjourned to closed session.